40 years ago, on April 25th, 1967, Colorado brought forth to this nation a new law dedicated to the proposition that all men are no longer created equal. Now we are engaged in a great cultural war, testing whether this nation, which routinely destroys the lives of innocent preborn babies, can long endure. On April 25th, please join Colorado Right to Life to commemorate the millions of lives killed by abortion, because our state passed the first law in America allowing children to be killed for the crimes of their fathers. Noted speaker Dr. Alan Keyes will give the keynote address about our God-given rights and why they are far superior to any law written by man. Join us at 1:30 at the state capitol on April 25th to prayerfully put an end to the bloodshed. Stand with Dr. Keyes and Colorado Right to Life as we work to reestablish legal protection for all human life, from fertilization through natural death. For more information, call Colorado Right to Life at 303-753-9394. That's 303-753-9394.
Warning, there's truth up ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And the pro-lifers in Colorado, well, we're on a roll. We had an event Saturday night, lifecommercials.com, Steve Curtis, Jim Anderson. What a success. Mona Sharon came into town, and Ken and Joe Scott, pro-life leaders here in Colorado, known around the country, were given an award for saving so many children. They have saved hundreds of babies at the very last moment as women are walking into an abortion clinic, and most of those babies in Denver at the Planned Parenthood at 20th and Vine. So that event, it was practically standing room only. It was a banquet Saturday night, but it was packed, and it was a great success. I believe it was the most successful event in the history of lifecommercials.com. I'm on the board of that organization, and we're thrilled to announce we showed a video where CBN, Christian Broadcasting Network, they showcased the lifecommercials.com commercials in a lengthy interview with Jim Anderson. And then we announced that the National Religious Broadcasters Association has a DirecTV channel now, and they requested the lifecommercials.com spots, the whole library of spots, to run on their NRB channel on DirecTV. So a lot of exciting things going on, and many, many children saved through lifecommercials.com. If you haven't checked them out, you want to do that online. But now that that has passed, there's not a moment to waste, because this Wednesday, in 2 days, Ambassador Alan Keyes is coming to Colorado. We are marking the 40th anniversary of the first law in America, tragically, right here in Colorado, passed 40 years ago Wednesday, legalizing the killing of unborn children for the hard cases. And what a program that will be. Judy Brown is coming into town. She's the president of American Life League. The Reverend Flip Benham, director of Operation Save America, Operation Rescue, he will be here. Brian Rohrbaugh, who I don't think I could announce what he's doing right now. Yeah, I think the producer said, please don't announce it in advance in the media. So I guess we're in the media, right? So 50,000 watts on AM 670 KLTT. So you'll have to wait a day or two to hear what Brian Rohrbaugh is doing today back east, but it's extraordinary. And even if you don't hear it from me, you'll know about it most likely, because it's big. Well, Brian will be back in time, Lord willing, in time for the event at the Capitol. That's Wednesday afternoon at 1:30, downtown Denver, Colfax and Broadway. Is that it? And you will want to be there. It's inside. It's not on the steps of the Capitol. It's inside in the old Supreme Court chambers room. And what an event we have. Also, I will be presenting Focus on the Strategy 2. We did a rehearsal yesterday in front of a live audience of about 100 people, and it went extremely well. This presentation is more powerful than what we did 2 years ago, Focus on the Strategy. This is the sequel. And wow, is it powerful. So we're urging you, if you can, come out Wednesday at 1:30 at the Capitol. And oh, by the way, no buttons, banners, no T-shirts that say pro-life. The Capitol has their policy that's enacted 365 days a year. They don't allow any messages brought into the Capitol, not even on clothing. So, and there's no reason to push that. I know there are some people who wear messages on their shirts and buttons all year long, but it won't work, and there's no reason to push it. Just come on out and be part of the event. It'll be wonderful. Of course, the event at the Capitol is free, and we're urging people to come on out. It will be a historic event. If you have not seen Alan Keyes in person, boy, you will want to be there. And then in the evening, downtown Denver, a fundraiser for Colorado Right to Life at Maggiano's. That's $100 a plate. And Flip Benham will be there. Judy Brown will be there. Brian Rohrbaugh will be there. Alan Keyes will be there. And that is going to be a great event. Okay. Now, today, what are we doing today? Well, last week, the Supreme Court passed their partial birth abortion ruling upholding the ban that Congress enacted in 2003 that George W. Bush signed. And the pro-life community has been celebrating. So Colorado Right to Life has asked me to write an analysis of the ruling, and we have done that. We've gone through the ruling line by line, 40 pages, and have an analysis that's about 8 pages long. And this will be posted on their website within the next 24 hours or so. And also we'll be distributing these at the Capitol. But let's talk through it, okay? Pro-lifers are celebrating. In fact, Shirley Dobson said it correctly to talk show host Hugh Hewitt on Salem Radio Network the day after the ruling, that pro-life organizations have fought for 15 years to achieve this partial birth abortion ban. 15 years. The tragedy, which Mrs. Dobson was unaware of, but which Hugh Hewitt, as a lawyer, should have known, is that not a single abortion, late term or otherwise, has been or will be canceled due to this ban. This partial birth abortion ban, the ban itself, never had even the possibility of preventing a single abortion. The ban itself could not stop a single abortion. Tens of millions of dollars have been raised to continue this long fight, and during these 15 years, U.S. abortionists have killed 20 million children. And now that we have our partial birth abortion ban in place, law enforcement cannot use it to protect the life of even a single preborn child. The justices of the majority, this was a 5-4 ruling, the justices of the majority, the five judges, all of whom were appointed by Ronald Reagan or George Bush or George W. Bush, they were Kennedy, Roberts, Scalia, Thomas, and Alito. These justices rendered a ruling that has no moral component whatsoever. This is not a moral ruling. There is no moral component in this ruling. It is merely regulatory, the way they might regulate dialysis treatments. On page 30 of the ruling, at section 4, part A, these, Republican justices optimistically suggest that, and then I'll quote to you now from page 30, section 4, part A, they suggest that, quote, the medical profession, furthermore, and they're talking about abortionists, the medical profession, furthermore, may find different and less shocking methods to abort the fetus in the second trimester. Do you follow that? This ruling by our heroes, Robert Scalia, Thomas Alito, and then, Anthony Kennedy, who was nominated to the Supreme Court by Ronald Reagan. These justices, they are basically optimistically suggesting that abortionists may find different ways to kill the unborn child in the second trimester, late-term abortions, different ways that don't shock us as much. This ruling has nothing to do with personhood, nothing. In fact, it's against personhood. It has nothing to do with the right to life. It's against the right to life, this ruling. It has nothing to do with a God-given right to life, nothing. This is merely a regulatory ruling. It has no moral component. Our Christian leaders have misled millions of us into thinking that this ban would prevent at least some abortions. In reality, pro-lifers volunteered, they made phone calls, they gave money, all to promote a ban that utterly lacked the authority to save even a single baby. Sadly, our leaders are not wiser than that. They are not. Rank-and-file pro-lifers were never told that this ban had no ability to actually save a child. And instead, this was a public relations event. And when we push this with some Christian pro-life leaders, that's what they tell us privately, a few times on the air, that, well, this was a way to keep the issue in the media. So that's not saving a child through this law and these millions of dollars in 15 years. That's a PR event. And PR events are okay, but let people know what you're doing. And PR events are okay if they're moral. The children deserve better. Almost all our leaders, from Protestant to Catholic, like Focus on the Family is a Protestant Christian organization, from Dr. James Dobson to the Roman Catholic president of National Right to Life, Wanda Franz. All our Christian leaders who were advocating this partial birth abortion ban, they led Christians to believe that this would reduce late-term abortions. There are two syndicated Christian radio hosts, Chuck and Larry Bates, who were saying exactly that. They were celebrating this ruling until they took a call from Colorado Right to Life board member Lolita Hanks. She's a registered nurse. She has her master's. She's a nurse practitioner. And she informed them that late-term abortionists will continue unabated under this ruling, killing children, because the ban only prohibits a particular technique and does not prohibit the murder of even a single child. Even the justices themselves, in their ruling, they wrote on page 26 at section 4 that, and now I'll quote them, the question is whether the act, the partial birth abortion ban, the question is whether the ban imposes a substantial obstacle to late-term abortions. The act does not impose a substantial obstacle. That's what they write. Of course it doesn't. It doesn't impose any obstacle to late-term abortions, because abortionists are trained in multiple techniques. And as this ruling states very clearly, partial birth abortion is not one of the popular ways to kill unborn children. It's one of the least popular ways to kill unborn children. So Colorado Right to Life asked me to produce an analysis of the ruling. And we have that, and it will be posted soon to their website, coloradorighttolife.org. You'll be able to read it, download it, print it, email it, share it with others, with people who really want to know what is in the ruling. I talked to a staff member at another pro-life ministry out of state, and this staff member is shocked by how Christian pro-lifers are celebrating this ruling. And I said, well, the president of your organization, has he read the ruling? And the staff member said, no, he hasn't. And I said, let me make a prediction. even though this is his life's work, fighting abortion, and this is, they think, their biggest victory in a decade, let me make a prediction. He will not read the ruling. He will not read the ruling. Why? Because our Christian pro-lifers, they want something to celebrate, and we want to pat each other on the back, but they're not going to read the ruling because the ruling is so despicable and so vulgar. So in this analysis, we document this ruling's repeated and aggressive affirmation of the right to kill unborn children, whether they are inside the mother's womb or significantly outside the mother's womb. Either way, this ruling makes it clear you could do either, including by pulling the arms and legs of babies out of the birth canal and ripping them off. That's made very clear in this ruling. Many pro-lifers now celebrating would probably shed tears if they actually read the ruling itself. The people I've talked to, the Christians, the pro-lifers who have read the ruling, they've expressed with unanimity that reading the ruling makes them ill. Makes them ill. It made me sick for 2 days, nauseous, sick to my stomach. It'd be like reading about what Dr. Mengele was doing in Nazi Germany. Only what's worse here, Dr. Mengele, he was a freak. And he was authorized by the Nazis, but he's just some freak. This is the highest court in the land, the U.S. Supreme Court, dealing with these despicable issues. And then all our Christian leaders celebrating. This opinion, which we quote extensively in this analysis, is repeatedly vulgar in its discussion and support for the brutal tearing apart of living unborn children. Section 3, Part C, dash 1, for example, regarding the late-term abortion procedure called dilation and extraction. Now, what they do is they describe that procedure and then they build on it to make it clear what is legal and what remains legal as of this opinion, this partial birth abortion ban ruling. And so they start out by describing D&E, dilation and extraction. And this ruling repeatedly makes it clear this ruling upholds D&E as legal. And the ruling itself states that D&E will often involve a physician pulling a substantial portion of a still living fetus, say an arm or leg, into the vagina prior to the death of the fetus. They're saying that the abortionist takes a living fetus, takes an arm or a leg, you know, whatever he can get, and pulls it out of the birth canal. Then, so they're quoting there, they're describing D&E. And then, of course, the abortionist rips off that arm or leg and takes 10 to 15 passes, ripping the baby to pieces until the baby dies. Then, for the purpose of this current opinion, Kennedy, Roberts, Scalia, Thomas, and Alito ruled that the removal of a small portion, such as of a still living fetus, say an arm or a leg, first pulled outside of the mother as far up to the navel, the removal of a small portion of the fetus is not prohibited. Is not prohibited. And what this ban says is the abortionist can begin to deliver the baby and, in fact, could pull the baby's feet out of the birth canal, outside the mother, the ankles, the knees, the legs, the hips, and the torso up into the navel. And so you have a late-term baby, and the abortionist, whether it's Warren Hearn in Boulder, or it's George Tiller in Wichita, Kansas, or whatever abortionist, takes this baby and starts to deliver the baby. And if he stops at the baby's navel, then he could kill the baby. He could rip off the baby's legs. He could stab the baby in the stomach up to the heart. He could do whatever he wants as long as he stops at the navel. If he passes the naval, then it violates the regulation. But they make it very clear that he may take the baby and begin to deliver the baby, and it come out past the navel, so that it's virtually a textbook case of partial birth abortion, and he could kill it then, and it's still legal if he says it was not his intent. If his intent was to bring the baby out just to the navel and then kill the baby, that is perfectly legal. But if the woman is over-dilated, so the abortionist claims, and the baby slips out further so that it's a textbook partial birth abortion case, well, that's still legal, they say, because his intent is what matters. So as we go through the analysis of this ruling, quoting from this ruling, it is rather extraordinary. Page 4, Section 1, Part A, this is where the ruling describes this D&E, and they say that some doctors may keep dilators in the cervix for 2 days, while others use dilators for a day or less. The doctor grips a fetal part with the forceps and pulls it back through the cervix and vagina. Friction causes the fetus to tear apart. For example, a leg might be ripped off the fetus as it is pulled through the cervix. The process of evacuating the fetus piece by piece continues until it has been completely removed. Now, let me ask you a question. Which is more horrifying for the baby? Right? Which takes longer? Which induces more pain typically? Partial birth abortion, which is one of the quickest ways to kill the baby. You have the baby's being delivered. All babies who live go through that. They're being delivered. The baby's being delivered, and then there's a relatively quickly execution technique where they shove a scissors at the base of the skull into the baby's brain and kill the baby. That's relatively quick. This way, the abortionist goes in and he's delivering the baby, but instead of taking the whole baby out with a quick kill at the end, he rips off one leg. He rips off maybe a foot and the leg up to the knee. He grabs the other leg, he rips part of that, he goes in with the forceps, he gets an arm and he rips that off. I mean, that takes, they indicate in their ruling, that takes a number of minutes and 10 to 15 passes, and the baby dies somewhere along the way. And they actually address the question of, well, isn't the typical procedure, now that's the preferred procedure, isn't that more brutal to the unborn child? They actually address that in this ruling. And they say, yeah, what is the rebuttal to that? What rebuttal do the pro-life justices have in this ruling that now the preferred, the legal way of killing these late-term kids is more brutal? You know what their rebuttal is to that? They have no rebuttal to it. No rebuttal to the accusation, the objection, that now these kids are going to suffer longer and worse because the alternative, the pro-lifers have banned the most painless way, one of the most painless ways of killing the unborn child. And how do we end up doing this? How do we end up doing this? Well, you know how? It's because we have not cared about God's command, do not murder, do not kill the innocent, do not do evil that good might come of it. We have thought that we're going to be politically savvy and we're going to outwit the pro-aborts. And what we've done is covered ourselves in blood. And we have dragged our justices through the gutter, into the sewer, into the cesspool of moral filth and depravity. That's what we have done. So tomorrow's show, I don't want to discourage you, but I think I'll continue with our analysis of the partial birth abortion ruling, upholding the ban. And then you could decide, where are you getting better information from? Are you getting it from the ACLJ and Jay Sekulow, or Colorado Right to Life? Who is telling you the truth about what these laws and what these justices are saying? You'll be able to decide, unless you don't want to know. And if you don't want to know, then certainly Colorado Right to Life can't help you. Reading the Bible can't help you. And reading this ruling can't help you because, well, we know you won't read the ruling because you don't want to know. You know, all that's required for evil to be accomplished is that good men do nothing. And quite often, good men compromise and take the other side. And sometimes it's out of ignorance, and then it's tragic. But other times, it's out of intentional ignorance, that people do not want to know the truth. And that is inexcusable. So we have the event Wednesday at the Capitol at 1:30. Please come out if you can. Judy Brown, Brian Rohrbaugh, Flip Benham, Ambassador Alan Keyes, and I will be kicking off the event with Focus on the Strategy 2. That's going to start at the very beginning at just after 1:30. So you'll want to be there if at all possible. And then you have to call Colorado Right to Life if you want to go to the fundraiser Wednesday evening, downtown Denver, right on the 16th Street Mall at Maggiano's. It's $100 a plate, and Alan Keyes will be there. And this is not going to have hundreds of people. This is going to be a nice private room, and you'll get to see, talk to these Christian leaders. I mean, these are my favorite people in the world to be with. Well, Cheryl will be there, my wife. So then you go downhill from there. But I mean, then it's Judy Brown, Flip Benham, Alan Keyes, Brian Rohrbaugh. This and the board members of Colorado Right to Life. This is going to be an extraordinary event at Maggiano's. If you can possibly afford it, you'll want to be there. Now, some people can't afford $100 for a fundraiser, and that is totally understandable. And if you just can't afford $100 for a fundraiser, that's all right. What you can do is pray that the event goes well and that Colorado Right to Life raises the funds they need to keep fighting the fight. And then maybe tomorrow I can tell you what Brian Rohrbaugh is up to today. There's an embargo right now on the news. But we'll get to that. Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school, Maranatha. And Tuesday, April 24th, hey, that's tomorrow at Gunther Tootie's on Wadsworth. Check it out in the evening.
On April 25th, join Colorado Right to Life as they remember the 40th anniversary of the first abortion law ever passed in America by Colorado. Noted speaker Dr. Alan Keyes will give the keynote address at 1:30 at the state capitol. Then join Dr. Keyes, Judy Brown, and Flip Benham at a special dinner Wednesday evening at Maggiano's. Tickets are $100 per person and will sell out. Be a part of this special evening with Dr. Keyes, Wednesday, April 25th. To make your reservations, call 303-753-9394. 303-753-9394.